This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 554,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19 globally, and more than 133,000 in the United States. The number of infections exceeds 12.2 million globally and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. The World Health Organization says it's setting up an independent panel to review its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the response by governments. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark and former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf have agreed to head the panel and choose its members. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the pandemic is still a time for self-reflection and to look at what went right and what went wrong. He called on countries to look at their responses and to find ways to strengthen our collaboration as we work together to save lives and bring this pandemic under control. The announcement follows strong criticism by U.S. President Donald Trump, who accuses the WHO of being China-centric, and the U.S. formal notification on Tuesday that it was withdrawing from the UN agency in a year's time. Brazil, the country with the second highest number of COVID-19-related deaths and infections, has a new warning from its president. President Jair Bolsonaro advised the elderly and immune-compromised individuals to protect themselves against the coronavirus just days after the 65-year-old Bolsonaro himself tested positive for COVID-19. He has been heavily criticized for leading what many call a botched response to the spread of the virus there. In the past, he has dismissed the disease as just a little flu. More than 69,000 people have